still these items that we have not yet adopted or accepted, right? A through G, unless otherwise adopted already, right? Am I tracking?
Yeah. So we're looking at the additional amendments.
What we're looking at the supplemental.
Are we? Yes.
Okay. So A is still marked discuss. You still believe it is needed, right?
We are supportive of this amendment. We marked it for discussion just in case, you know, the City Council wanted to have a deliberation of it. But the upshot of this is, I think, what we've been saying all along. And when we went back and reviewed our plan, actually at the encouragement of Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Saltzman, I believe, we found that we never came out and said what's said in this policy that we want to, or this action. We're bringing back to you all a bonus system and an analysis. And we're going to evaluate how to redo our bonus system in the central city, and we're focusing on affordability, historic, seismic, and open space. So this just clarifies that. So we're fully supportive of this action. If the City Council would like to discuss it, that would be fine. If it's consent, it's okay.
Well, I guess I don't recall publicly open or publicly accessible open space being one of the things that we were discussing in the spirit of narrowing the focus of our bonuses. I mean, I think affordable housing, seismic, and historic preservation were what I had in mind.
Okay.
So I guess if I...
Yeah, where did that come from? Frankly, I don't...
You know, it's sort of been... It's a
It came from the Stakeholder Advisory Committee.
It's a current sort of bonus that we have in the kind of thing... But I think what we're discovering, too, is it's going to be one that's really economically challenging to make work in any substantial size. Open space transfers, like we did for Director Park, that's, you know, a different animal. But even though it's in our consideration, it's in our study now, Commissioner, we may not make it forward. So,
well, you're studying, make sure I say this correctly, you're studying all of our existing bonuses and transfers with regard to their effectiveness and their utilization. The question that this language poses is, what are we saying we really want to prioritize in the future, right?
And part of it also is that this kind of statement is something we want to have for all the quadrants. And so the open space was a really big deal for the northeast quadrant, northeast, that you already passed. And so we need to have this kind of policy be one that's overriding for all
Can I seek a clarification on this?
Sure.
Because my guess is that there's a number of us that were in the mix would be arguing at the appropriate time to give it lesser weight than something else. So this sounds like something that can be corrected through the point system. Sounds like you're saying this is something you want to assess as to whether it's a viable bonus, but I think you're likely to hear from us that we want to narrow the range of bonus linkages and give higher priority to affordable housing. So are we talking, is there any daylight between us or can
no,
we
I think that's
both?
Exactly what we're saying too, Commissioner. Okay. So we're going to bring them, it's just out of...
You want to study it, but we still get the final determination.
Yes.
And we're not changing policy on the spot right here. We're giving you, just like the rest of this, we're giving you instructions about how you're going to do the work. Right?
Exactly right. And, you know, this particular instruction is really helpful to us because we have 20-some bonuses now. So you're signaling that we can focus it in, and that's the direction we had hoped to go for a more effective system.
All right, that helps because I agree with you, Commissioner Fish. I don't have a high regard for this particular bonus provision, but I'm trusting that they're going to do this analysis and come back to us. So I'm okay with the language in front of us, but not that that's how we'll weight them when it comes to actual change in what we give bonuses for.
So based on this discussion, I don't see any need to discuss this further. And just we can, this I think.
Right, we don't need to adopt this, right? You're going to do the study anyway, or should we go ahead and adopt this in your opinion?
Yeah. You could add it to the consent.
Consent A.
Okay. All right. So is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second? All right. So A is added then. Okay. B, right? I'll take up B, housing affordability.
Inexplicable to me why you want to discuss this, Joe.
Without regard to affirm its importance.
Part of this is that we checked all the new ones that we got in the past 24 hours or so.
Yeah.
And that's why they have check marks on all of them, because we didn't have a chance to check in with everybody. So
this one has.
So
been,
some of these may be ones you want to just.
Yeah. Just to be clear, this simply aligns what you're doing with what Commissioner Saltzman is doing with the Portland Housing Bureau, which is taking a look at no net loss and other policies. He'll be coming to council in April. I've shared this amendment with him and cleared it with his office. The idea here is to make sure we're salting in your work and putting a placeholder what he's doing so that the no net loss policy consideration is part of the West Comp plan. And ultimately, it's about getting to a point of good annual data of the inventory and a commitment as to what we do if we fall short and have an obligation to replace it. Commissioner Saltzman's moving forward at the Housing Bureau already to address this. My amendment bakes this into the comp plan so they're aligned.
Okay, so is that a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so that one is, B is approved for our consideration today as well. C, we've done by consent. D is checked for discuss as well.
D and E, yeah, E are pretty related. They're about the Morrison Bridgehead ramp reconfiguration and also assessment of freight movements and issues on NATO.
Morrison Bridgehead language is what's proposed to be deleted there, right?
Correct. So we would sort of stop with our consideration of the Morrison Bridgehead ramps, and then on the E, we would incorporate a study. We would sort of, I believe this may be just moving it out. We support this E. It's just saying look at it, the system for both the east side and the west side and come back with sort of an understanding of freight performance and impacts on NATO Parkway.
Joe, we had, remind me on this, but I believe we had testimony from Debbie Kitchen and others expressing concern about this, not just the potential cost and other, but the impact on circulation, the impact on the central east side ultimately. So could you address her concern and what you're recommending we do?
Well, in this... it's a proposal from Peabody and Commissioner Fritz's office. The concern about especially the north ramp of the Morrison Bridgehead ramp is come out clearly in the center, in the southeast quadrant and the west quadrant. It's a major sort of access way for the industrial district on the east side to get to the I-5. Peabody has done, and I believe Mauricio Leclerc is with us today, who has been working on this, did a preliminary analysis of that and found that, as we all suspected, there's some significant issues in potential impacts with the northbound reconfiguration of northbound ramps, less so with the reconfiguration of or the north side ramp, less so with the southern ramp that would take you back east. But that reconfiguration actually had some interesting aspects, even because reconfiguration of those ramps doesn't necessarily mean elimination of the ramps. It's reconfigure. It's just expensive. And it's a little bit in the spirit of is this something and who would want to be tackling this now? If private development was to bring forward a proposal about that included reconfiguration, we wanted to be sort of in a position to at least entertain that and assess it.
I'm now confused, Commissioner Novick. Is this a transportation issue or development issue?
I think it's both. From as Mr. Zender just said, from PBOT's perspective, we understand there are potential difficulties with it, but we've looked at it before. If somebody comes forward with a proposal, then we're willing to further study it. So we don't have a problem with maintaining the possibility of studying the option.
But this is saying that you are going to in the next 2 to 5 years.
Yeah, we already are. So
It doesn't say we're going to vote half our resources to doing it, but I think that we get. But I think that we anticipate that there will be a proposal that's worth studying in the next 2 to 5 years.
Okay. So, Commissioner Fritz, I think you put this one before us. If you want to keep this one in the package, you'll need to make a motion and see if there's a second.
On D,
right.
I think I won't bother, but what I will do is what I went to get was my current comprehensive plan, which states in policy 4.8, maintain housing potential. Maintain housing potential by requiring no net loss of land reserved for or committed to residential or mixed use. When considering requests for amendments to the comprehensive plan map, require that any loss of potential housing units be replaced. So I would expect there to be some consideration, since the comprehensive plan is a guiding document for the council, which was adopted, that we should continue to entertain testimony on that. But I withdraw this other one.
Okay. And you want to withdraw E as well?
E's on. No, you don't want me to withdraw E. It's already on there.
We had it marked discuss. Sorry.
Well, it's discussed because it's new. I just wanted to make sure we brought to your attention. We're supportive of E.
Okay.
It's something that we should be doing, and supportive of that time frame as well. And PBOT was with us in that support.
Okay. So is there a motion on E?
So this has support.
This is to leave it on consent.
Consent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had it. I didn't have it marked as consent.
Right. No, it actually, this, we marked it to discuss because we wanted to draw your attention to it. But the answer is we support it, and it'd be great if the City Council supports it, just to put it on the consent.
So I'm confused. We need to take any action to do what you just recommended?
Yes, because of the way we adopted the consent.
Okay, so then I need a motion to add it to the package, right?
You got it.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, so
second.
E, is there a motion for E and a second? Did I hear that? Did I hear both? I heard a second, I think. It's moved and second. All right, in the package, bear with me. I'm just trying to maintain order in my own mind and everywhere else. Okay, now we are at the point, I believe, because F and G were both consent items and therefore already included, where we have acted one way or another on all of the printed amendment proposals, either the ones that were already marked for consent that we've approved or that we've discussed and either approved or not approved. Now it's time, I believe, to see if there are any other amendments the council members want to propose before we open the public hearing on the amendments that are before us. Okay?
So, Mayor, this has been an unusually efficient process getting to this point.
Hope so.
Without putting our talented team on the spot, might it be useful just to identify what is now before the public and just have a list so that we have your list?
I think it would be, if they can manage
take
that.
The consent, all the consent stuff is off. So,
what's left
for discussion for purposes of a hearing
today?
I think
we put those into packages. So it was package B, C, D.
The
you could do package and the numbers within each package.
Right. So package B, I'll do this and you guys track along with me and see if I've got it right. Package B, which includes amendments 7 through 11.
Correct.
Is before us. Package C, right? Did we, which
yes.
ones of those did
and
we
that's get? 28, 24, and 22, and 57.
24, 28.
Sorry. So I believe it's 18, 22, 18, 22, 24, and 57. Am I right on that?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct?
Amazing, since I'm enumerate. 18, 22, 24, and
57. 57, right. Okay.
The next is the Pearl District waterfront. So we had 42 and 43.
Forty-three was adopted. All right. Okay.
And then on the additional sheets, like that.
Yes, on the additional sheet.
On the additional sheet, we want to talk about.
We put it on consent.
We put everything on consent. Except for D?
D was withdrawn.
D was withdrawn, so the rest are consent, I believe.
Okay. Is that helpful? All right.
So 7 through 11 18, 22, 24, 57, and 43. Are those the, is that the universe that's before the public right now?
Yes.
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 Okay, so again, for those who are here to testify, that's important. Appreciate that, Commissioner Fish. We're going to, in a moment, we're going to open a public hearing, but it is on those amendments and only on those amendments. We did have a 3.5-hour hearing on the larger issues involved in this plan, and it's our intention to take testimony on the amendments before us and not revisit all the earlier issues. So I know we gave people a chance to sign up for particular amendments. If you didn't get a chance to do that, you still can. With Carla, again, on those items, we'll take them in order. I think it makes sense to adopt those as, or to hear testimony on those as we go along, and then the council can decide whether we want to wait till the end to take final action or not. So are you ready for that process, Carla?
Yeah. Was that all the amendments from staff, from council?
Yes, then? So we're going to open public testimony. How many people do we have signed up all told?
I believe it's 38.
38. We'd like to ask you to try to keep your comments to 2 minutes, just so we can hear everyone. As always, we try to hear everyone in this chamber and hear them courteously. So please, if you agree with your fellow citizen and want to demonstrate, so give them a thumbs up or a wave. But let's not have verbal demonstrations while we're listening to people. And we'll call people in order on the first group, which is amendments 7 through 11.
Everybody has signed up with their amendment number by their name.
Oh.
So, like the first person, Daniel Kevin, you signed up for 44.
All right. Let's do we want to take a recess and let you resort those?
Let's do that.
Let's take a 10-minute recess. Give Carl the chance to sort those by amendment package, and we can do that in order.
Hold on just a second. 1 second.